We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
For your weekly look inside UCLA athletics.
Plunging over. Touchdown, UCLA. Let him eat.
He's about to get crushed, and he is down at the 9-yard line.
A keeper, DTR to the left side, springs free, has daylight. There it is. Touchdown, UCLA.
Live from Los Angeles, this is the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Visit ucla.westcom.org to learn how Westcom can help you build a better life. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news, live from Westwood. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
UCLA defensive line coach Johnny Nansen says this motto all the time, no juice is useless. And coach, I feel like you're speaking our language on the Bruin Insider Show because we love to bring it. Let's welcome in the crew, former UCLA quarterback Wayne Cook, along with Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. We are all on social media. Follow us to continue the Bruin sporting conversation. Wayne is on Twitter at Wayne Cook UCLA. Nick, N-K-O-O-P. I'm at Brian Fenley. And so here are some of the goodies you can expect on today's show. We look at the Bruin transfers and how effective they could be this upcoming football season. Plus, what players do we think are prime for breakout years? And some guys have actually changed positions going into this year. So what good could come out of that? Wayne, needless to say, we are going to have a lot of fun on this episode.
So let's start again. No juice is useless.
That's
so
right.
So we have juice right now for the show. I got to tell you guys something, man. I don't know if you guys watched football last weekend, and I know you did. It was a great weekend of football. But you know what? The Pac-12's missing. I'm sorry, man. I am so fired up to get this complete where the Pac-12 can start playing, and I agree with Coach. Let's no juice is useless. I love that.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you, Wayne. These last couple Saturdays, they've been fun. There's been some big games, but there's something missing. It's the Pac-12. It's UCLA football, and we're getting closer. We're inside of 4 weeks now, 25 days to be exact, before UCLA takes on Colorado. So we'll get you caught up on all the camp happenings over these next couple weeks. Plus, while football is preparing to start its season, so too is UCLA basketball. And the breakout freshman from last season is going to join us, Jaime Jaquez, and he's going to talk to us about what his summer was like, what he's been working on, how far this team can go next year in year two under Mick Cronin. Plus, who is the best dunker on this UCLA basketball team? So stick around. He'll stop by around the bottom of the hour.
And maybe if you stick around as well on this show, we'll find out who's the best dunker of the crew on the Bruin Insider show. I'm going
that's
with
me.
Wayne.
Probably Wayne by default.
Probably the only one. At one point in time. Now, I can't dunk anymore, but at one point in time, I could.
Well, you certainly have the height, Wayne, and we're going to visit with Wayne coming up because Bruin football has been very vigilant on the transfer portal. And among these new arrivals, we're going to discuss who could have the biggest chance to succeed right away on this team. We'll talk about it right after this. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Feel good banking. That's what you get with Westcom, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Because for every Bruin who opens an account, Westcom will donate $100 to local food banks. Let's do good together. Visit ucla.westcom.org for more details. Westcom is insured by NCUA. Certain terms and conditions may apply.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Town & Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Yes, the crew is all here as we continue to look forward to this football season happening in the fall. And there is a lot of turnover at different positions on the UCLA football team, which means the Bruins are having to dig into the transfer market and check out that transfer portal. Chip Kelly finding Britton Brown, a running back from Duke. Others as well. Stanford defensive back Obi Igbo on track to be a part of the UCLA football team. By the way, he's getting a law degree. Shows you how smart he is. And then Villanova offensive lineman Paul Gratton as well. Three of the many names who are going to come in off the transfer market to supply some help to this UCLA football team. And I would think, Wayne, there's more pressure for these transfers to produce this year than any other year under Chip Kelly because there are so many holes to fill. And so if you're the coaching staff, what do you do to get these newcomers best equipped to succeed and produce right away?
Well, you see, what you do is you make sure that they get a lot of reps during spring practice. Oh, wait a second. They didn't get that. And then in the offseason, when you're working out together as a team, you get them a lot of reps. I'm being a little sarcastic. It's difficult, you guys. It's very, very difficult because, you know, what's great about grad transfers, though, is that they're seniors. I think I heard Chip Kelly on with Dan Patrick the other day doing an interview, and he was asked if he had ever had a player who was, you know, getting a law degree. And I'm pretty sure he said, I don't think I have. I don't think I've ever had a player like that. So I've been saying this for a long time. It's really hard to win in the Pac-12 when you're young. And so when you have a bunch of seasoned veterans, and this team does, we've talked about it in previous shows, when you go through the list and the depth chart, there's a lot of upperclassmen on this team right now when there hasn't been the last couple years. And then when you bring in an offensive lineman from Villanova who's played and actually been good, you know, we know we lost Jake Burton and Murray, but you also have players that have played that have gotten reps. Remember, we've had players since they changed the rule to where you could play four games and still redshirt. A couple of the players that we're going to count on this year actually benefited from that rule. So you have players that have played, then you bring in a guy that has experience and has played that could come in and help. That's a grown man. And again, I can't underestimate how important it is to be a grown man when you're playing, to have some intelligent players on the back end as well. Because let's be honest with you, there's a lot of young players that you see every weekend in secondaries that make young player mistakes. And so to have guys with experience, to have maturity in your locker room, which is also very, very underrated. So if you can bring in the right type of people, and again, I know that Joshua Kelly wasn't a grad transfer, but when you can bring in someone like that from somewhere else, and it completely changes the dynamic of your locker room, that's important. And so to have some of these people around, I also heard Coach Kelly talking about this the other day as well. He talked about how this team and these players are just a fun group of guys to be around. That tells me a lot. I mean, I've been on teams and I've been around teams where it's just a bunch of individuals where everybody kind of cares about themselves. But when you get a group that comes together and they truly like each other and like being around each other, that's what a team is. And so I'm pretty pumped up about that. And I think that these grad transfers are finding a way to come in. And they're, you know, they're from Duke, from Stanford, from Villanova. I mean, you know what I mean? We're getting players from pretty lofty schools when it comes to education, and they're coming to the best public school in America. So that's good.
Another guy to throw out there who's a grad transfer is Quantrez Knight, defensive back from Kent State. So he figures to be involved. And Groton's going to be interesting to see where he slots in as well, because he has experience. He was a 3-year starter playing either center or guard the last 3 years for Villanova. I do want to keep the conversation here, Wayne, with Britton Brown and on the offense, though, because when Chip Kelly met with the media yesterday, I thought it was pretty illuminating. It was actually our colleague Josh Lewin that asked him about his philosophy about having a bell cow back, and if, you know, the departure of Joshua Kelly inspires him to maybe be a little more distributive with carries and whatnot. And he said that a lot of it's going to depend on Britton Brown and what they feel comfortable that he's able to do and how he kind of fits into the offense. I thought it was really illuminating that Britton Brown is really going to be a catalyst. We could see an offense that looks similar to what we've seen in years past with Joshua Kelly back there, or it could look a lot different.
Well, yeah, that's a big question mark, you know. And as they go through practice, you know, offensive coordinators and Coach Kelly and everybody involved, they're going to figure out as practice progresses. Remember, you know, without spring ball, a lot of what you do is dictated by what you see. You know, coaches don't just, you know, have a system and say, hey, we're going to run the system, because if they practice certain things and they don't work, you have to figure out a way to run things that do work. You know what I mean? Like, that's what good coaches do. And so they're going to have to be building this thing as they go through camp. And the closer they get to a game, and let's be honest with you, even after the first game, you're constantly tweaking. You know, I'm excited to see Britton Brown. You know, you guys, I'm lucky enough to go on and go on with Evan Moore and Guy Haberman on Pac-12 radio all the time. And Evan Moore was asking me about, he actually told me, and Evan's a Stanford guy, he thought that UCLA had a chance to really surprise people. The digger he looked into this, and the deeper that he looked into this and the more he studied it, he just started to see some of the things that I've been seeing. And you know, Evan remembers, you know, coming out to practice, and I was actually with him one day talking to Coach Deshaun Foster, and he was very much talking about Keegan as a running back, as a guy that he believed could really be good. And he didn't get a chance to play all that much last year. So when you look at some of the players that are on the depth chart at running back, yeah, it might be Britton Brown. But there's a couple other guys that are electric and have speed and have great moves. So I'm real curious to see who wants that job, who wants the touches. See, I like a deep running back room. Like, I want a bunch of guys thirsty for carries. They have to want those carries. And we know Demetri Felton's going to get some too, obviously. Just depends on where they line him up.
That's the voice of Wayne Cook, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, all here on the Bruin Insider Show. We appreciate you checking us out. One guy who hasn't had a lot of opportunities to play, whether it's injuries or whatnot, who I think, guys, and we've talked about him a little bit, and he spoke to the media a couple days ago, UCLA linebacker Bo Calvert. I just have this feeling he is going to dominate this year, and we're not giving him enough credit. And I think that the general consensus media is sleeping on just how good he could be. I remember him tweeting out back in August that when the chances of football happening were not that great, that he was looking for an internship and basically put his email address and his LinkedIn profile on his Twitter because he said, how else am I going to fill my time? He's not going to have to worry about an internship this fall because we've got football. Wayne, I love his game. I think that he has a lot to prove. He's going into his junior season. He's one of the older guys at his position on the team, and he's a calming influence on a position that doesn't have a lot of continuity, if you will. Do you see him having as big a year as I do?
Well, I've been reading your posts there, Brian, and I'm seeing what you're putting out there on Twitter. I mean, if he's not an All-American this year, you're going to look foolish, man. So make sure make sure that Bo is listening. You better send him a little DM and make sure he heard you. No, I'm telling you what, I really thought that once he got on the field and started getting some time, you can see that he can play this game. He can play at this level. He's a grown man. And I'm going to keep pointing that out this year. To have that man strength that you get when you are 20, 21 versus 18 makes a big difference. I think that also being comfortable. Now, remember, there's going to be some tweaks and some changes to what they do on defense this year. And if you put in more DBs and you have more speed, you know, Bo's a little bit of a thumper, right? So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how they utilize the linebacker position this year. I'd be real curious, but I think he has a chance to be really, really good. I like his instincts. I like the way he plays. I like how tough he is. And I mean, let's be honest, he looks like a backer. I mean, he looks like he can do this. So I'm with you. I think he has every chance to have a breakout year.
Wayne, I also liked his mentality. He was talking about this being year three for him in the program and how comfortable he feels. And I'm paraphrasing, but he was basically like, look, in high school, coming out of high school, I was an All-American. I was, you know, this big recruit, but I haven't really done anything here at UCLA yet. So this now is the opportunity to prove it.
I'm pretty sure he has to recruit his younger brother. I heard something the other day saying, you know, I'm trying, but I just don't want him to go to the school across town, which you stay on that, Bo. Remember, for linebackers, you guys, and we know, and we've talked about this many times on this show, you know, UCLA has been so good at linebacker over the last decade. I mean, really historically, we've had some great linebackers, but we have a lot of guys playing in the NFL right now, and not just playing, but balling, like being good. When you have a guy in front of you, though, like in you know, right now, like for example, like when Kenny Clark was at UCLA, you know, he was getting double teamed on a regular basis. When you had an Eddie Vanderdoes on the defensive line, when you have guys like that, which is why I think the whole key to this whole thing is when you have, and I include this in the secondary too, if those guys up front can get after it, and I'll talk about, you know, because I really think he's going to have a breakup year, but Odighi Zuwa, who just looks like he can eat quarterbacks for lunch. I mean, he just looks like he's ready to have a breakout season, right? Such an athlete. If those guys up front can bring it and can put pressure, it just makes the game for all of the linebackers so much easier. It really does. If they're occupying blockers, and in some case two blockers, because you have to, when you have to use a back to chip them, when you have, you know, when those guys are getting after it, the linebackers can do their thing and they can make tackles, and the secondary doesn't have to cover as long. So I think it's going to start up front this year, and I think if they can get pressure on the quarterback, something that they need to work on, I think it'll make everything behind them so much better.
No question about it, Wayne, and we are going to continue this conversation in just a moment, including some Bruin football players who have made the shift from one side of the ball to the other, and this is something Chip Kelly has experimented in the past. We'll look at guys having new responsibilities right after this. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. She hit the floor. She hit the
floor. Next thing you know, Shawty got low, low, low. Love getting prices that are lower than low on backyard favorites like grill-ready hamburgers and fresh-picked strawberries? Then shop at Ralph's. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love, with tools like the Ralph's app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales. Plus, rewards like fuel points, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Ralph's. Fresh for everyone.
This is the College Football Rewind.
And Bob Gibbons,
the kick is good!
And the Longhorns win!
This is what big-time college football is all about.
Taking you beyond the box scores to relive the emotions from the Saturday that was in college football.
Got it! Touchdown, Penn State!
Right pylon! Touchdown, Washington!
It's the College Football Rewind. Download on Sunday mornings on Apple Podcasts. Search College Sports Now.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
We are all here. It is the Triple Option, focusing on UCLA football. And as we mentioned, they are starting to balance out their numbers on the team with what they're finding in the transfer portal. And obviously there are other ways to try to balance things out as far as getting more guys in certain position groups. And that includes moving players from one position to another. We've seen Chip Kelly do this before. Boss Tagaloa went from D-line to offensive line, and when he was plugged in at center, then Joshua Kelly, the running back, starts pulling off these 100-plus yard rushing games and was just so dynamic as an offensive lineman. And now we have Antonio Maffi, who originally was on the defensive line, a total space eater, and according to the team roster right now is weighing it at 355 pounds, he has decided that it's in his best interest, in the team's best interest, to move over to the offensive line. Wayne, how do you think this will work for him, and what does it say about him doing this as far as putting the team in what he feels could be the best interest of the team?
Well, I think it's probably good for himself as well. You know, it's funny, years and years and years ago, you know, way back when I played, we had a player named Sali Asai, who was just a mountain of a man, and he played defense for most of his time at UCLA. Well, they decided to move him over to the offensive side of the ball at the end of his career for his senior year, and I don't remember how many games he played in, but he played enough in that short period of time where he spent some time in the NFL. So as a defensive lineman, when you have the feet that it takes to be a defensive lineman, and let's be honest, it may or may not be good enough to play at the next level. You take those same feet though, and you move them over to the offensive side of the ball. If he can learn the dance steps, remember, you know, there is a difference. Offensive line is a lot more technical than I think people think. And it's a lot of footwork. And if you're not used to it, it does take a while. But I think for a man his size, he is light on his feet for a guy that's 350 plus. And he does have good movement. So, you know, I'm thinking guard. And I'm thinking, you know, he could do it. It just depends, because there's other people that have been playing offensive line their whole lives, right? And so, you know, he's going to have to beat somebody out. But it does help with depth. And, you know, I've seen it done before where a guy goes from defense to offense, and so it could help the team, but it could also help him as well, because I think he probably projects at the next level better there. And that, I mean, that's just my opinion, but you know, you never know, because sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. We all remember Anthony Barr was a running back, right? Now he's an all pro in the NFL playing linebacker. So sometimes those moves are really, really good.
There's a couple other moves going the other way on this team as well. You've got Sitiveni Kafusi and Kane Medrano, a couple younger guys, their second years in the program. Kafusi came in as a fullback. I was really excited last year. I thought we were going to see a fullback in the offense, but now he looks to slot in at outside linebacker. But Kane Medrano, he got a lot of kind words from Lange Toyoloa when Toyoloa spoke with the media over the weekend. And he says Kane Medrano, now a linebacker, has made the most strides in his eyes out of that group that Toyoloa has seen. And he says he's poised for a breakout year. I know, Wayne, you've been eyeing him in the past when he was working out as a wide receiver.
And we don't talk about Toyoloa enough, because he's another experienced guy coming back that is going to see some action and has been around for a while. But Kane is a guy, and I've always kind of prided myself on this. I like to go out, and whenever I get a chance to go out to practice and watch, there's always certain players that just jump out to me. You know, I mean, even like this is over the years, there's been certain players I'm like, man, there's something about that kid. I really like that kid. I like the way they move. I like their instincts. And sometimes it's not the measurables. And Kane is a player that I noticed right away. He's got great timing for the ball. He's got a big body. He's got a solid build. He almost looked like he could grow into a tight end if he wanted to, but he moves well, and when the ball's in the air, he's got timing, and not everybody has that. There's a lot of guys that can run, and there's a lot of guys that can jump, but having that timing to know how to go up and get the ball, to me, that tells me something about his athletic ability. And then now to hear, and I'm a little disappointed, because my prediction was this guy's going to end up being a really good receiver, and he may still be a really good receiver, but to move an athlete like that, that has those kind of instincts, and he has a feel for space. He has timing. He seems to play tough and physical. I think he has a chance. He's a football player. And I think sometimes we forget that. Like, most coaches worth their salt in high school. It drives me crazy, by the way. And I don't want to call anybody out, but I hate it when a coach says, well, our guys are only going to play one way. I'm like, why? That guy's a stud. He needs to be your safety, and he needs to be your running back. And shoot, you should snap the ball directly at quarterback too. You want to win, right? But yet, nope, we're playing guys one way. Most coaches, when they have guys that play Division I, it's hard to get them off the field because they're your best players. And so Kane's going to have an opportunity because, like I said, he's an athlete. He's got instincts. He's got timing. And all those things. Like, I've always said this about Eric Kendricks. Eric Kendricks has as good of timing, and he reads plays as well as anybody. I don't know if he's the fastest guy in the world. I don't know if he's the best athlete in the world. But his instincts, his football IQ are off the charts. Now, I'm not saying Kane Medrano is going to be that. But if you have those kinds of instincts and you have a feel for the game and you're an athlete, then who cares where you put him? Linebacker, receiver, let's go. Play.
That's Wayne Cook, Nick Cope, Brian Finley here on the Bruin Insider Show. Speaking of timing, we're calling this a fall camp for UCLA football, but it's much different than the ordinary fall camp because the amount of time that the team is allowed to be together is a bit abbreviated because school is in session concurrently. As it stands right now, the team is relegated to 20 hours of work per week while school is in session, obviously. And so, Wayne, with some of those dynamics that play into this, what kind of difference do you think this has towards the quality of football
that we are going to see come game one?
It matters. I mean, I think that you know, I was asked during the when this was all being talked about, like, how much time do you think that, you know, the team needs? And I'm like, shoot, 2 weeks, let's go. Let's play. Because that's the player in me. The quarterback and the coach side of me is like, that's probably not realistic. In that, you know, you need to have players, for one, be in shape because you don't want injuries. We've heard the coaches talk about soft tissue injuries. But two, just to get what you're doing down, to get comfortable with the people around you. I mean, we hear it about offensive linemen all the time about how they're one unit and they need to learn to play together. It takes reps to do that. You know, not to mention, you know, we're talking about, you know, who's going to be the starting lineup. You know, you want to get that, and then you want those guys to be able to play together long enough to where when they're sitting there looking at Colorado players, they feel like a unit. Same with defensive line and linebackers. You know, there's a feel for how guys play around you. And if you don't get enough reps, you know, and the easiest one on this is quarterbacks and receivers. You know what I mean? You may see more throws where a guy broke one way and the quarterback thought he was supposed to break the other way. The good news about all of this is something I mentioned earlier. There's a lot of continuity. On the offensive side of the ball, a lot of guys are coming back. I think that, you know, the system has been there for a while. You have a quarterback that has experience. And again, like we've said on many times on the show, the changes on defense, there's a lot of players that we've seen before, okay? A lot of guys that have played. But how they adjust to the tweaks that we're going to see in the defense will be interesting to see, especially early on.
We're going to hear more from Wayne coming up. Also, UCLA basketball player Jaime Jaquez Jr. is going to be joining the show. And one thing we're going to ask him is why it's so important right now more than ever to be on your best behavior off the court. And that holds true for the UCLA football team. And they understand how their off-the-field decisions will heavily factor into the success of the season. And on the other side, we're going to ask Wayne what he thinks he would do as far as an approach if he was on the UCLA football coaching staff towards instructing, educating the players on how to stick to protocols this fall off the field, because it could go a long way towards success on the field. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Keys, 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 keys on that line. Keys, 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 all across the land.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, keys, keys on Van Nuys.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on Van Nuys.
Town & Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number one. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number one in L.A., number one in California, and sixth in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With four hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
Feel good banking. That's what you get with Westcom, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Because for every Bruin who opens an account, Westcom will donate $100 to local food banks. Let's do good together. Visit UCLA.Westcom.org for more details. Westcom is insured by NCUA. Certain terms and conditions may apply.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
We hear coaches, football coaches, all the time say, you know, we want a particular game, not because of what we necessarily did on the field during that contest, but we won
in practice, in the lead up, the build up. And for UCLA football, winning is going to take a lot of accountability off the field for these guys, knowing some of the health challenges out there as far as restrictions and following protocols and guys being in, guys being out. All of this is going to play a factor into the viability and the success of this upcoming season. And Wayne, there are a lot of temptations out there as far as college kids, but if you can really come down with that self-control as a player, I really think that teams that harness that are going to have a competitive advantage. And when we look at accountability and as a coaching staff, really trying to get your guys to hone in on that, what would you tell them as far as the necessity to follow protocols off the field, because it can lead to wonderful results on the field?
It's really hard. My gosh, it's funny because I don't want any of my former teammates to be like, Cook, you're the wrong guy to answer this question. This is funny because I remember one time I was with my, and I should not tell this story. Everything in my brain is telling me not to, but I'm going to tell it anyway. We were down at a taco shop in Westwood, and my buddy Rick Daly, who's a tight end at UCLA, and myself had a couple of pitchers of beer. You know, we had one on the table, and we had an empty one on the table right next to it, and we saw famous, legendary, one of the greatest coaches of all time, Homer Smith, walking across the crosswalk in Westwood. And we're like, oh my gosh. And we were sitting in the window, like you could see us. And so we're kind of hiding the empty pitcher on the ground. And he walked in the room and he took out a notepad. He walked into the taco shop, he took out a notepad and he looked at us and he started writing stuff down. And then he turned around and he walked out. And so the next day at practice, and I don't remember if it was spring or fall. I don't remember. I mean, I don't think it was like the night before a game or anything, but it was like he comes to practice and he didn't say anything. I'm like, we're going to get so much trouble. He's going to be so mad. We're going to run for days. And he walks out and he waits and we're practicing. And I had a ball that I threw to Rick over the middle and I threw it high and I missed him. He threw his hat down. And he goes, man, if you wouldn't have been down at the beer garden all night last night, you would have made that play. And it was like, my gosh, getting college kids to behave and do what they're supposed to do is a monumental task. And nowadays, with I can't even imagine with social media, there have probably been 45 pictures all over social media of, hey, look what the quarterback was doing last night. And we weren't out of control. It wasn't like we were partying until 4 o'clock in the morning. But it was just one of those things that it was a different time. And trust me, coaches lose their hair. They turn gray over trying to keep kids between the ages of 18 and, you know, like 23 to behave and to follow the rules and to not go to parties, even though that's what they want to do at that age. So, you know, to convince everybody on the team, I think it comes down to leadership, you guys. I think for the young guys on the team to be able to, the experienced players on the team, excuse me, to convince these guys that we have a chance to do something special this year. We've been building towards this. This is year three. This is our year. We have experience and we're ready for something big. Let's just hold off. Let's not do those things. Let's not go out and be around people where we might contract COVID. Let's not have late nights. Let's just be smart and let's think about the team first, second, third, and fourth, and focus on that, and we'll benefit from it. It's easier said than done, you guys, but it is possible.
I hear you, Wayne. I also think, though, that this coaching staff has developed a culture. They've prided themselves on recruiting high-character guys who are going to be at a class on time, going to be on time for practice, not take the opportunity to play football at UCLA for granted, which is not to say that kids can't ever make mistakes, but I think it starts with the guys that Chip Kelly has brought in here and the culture that he's established. And I don't think there's a ton of guys that we really have to worry about on this team. You hear the leaders speak after this first week of practice, and they understand the gravity of the situation. They haven't been able to do a whole lot these past 6 months. They're itching to play football, you know, and they're at the three quarters mark here. The finish line of the start of the season is in sight.
Yeah, you know what? I'm with you. Again, you know, I'm going to say this, and some of the best players I ever played with were guys that didn't always follow the rules. You know, football has a lot of different characters. You know what I mean? Like it's, you know, and some of the best guys I ever played with always follow the rules. I mean, it's part of what you do as a coaching staff. And when you elect captains, part of your role is, you know, I always thought that if you're there every day and you show up, like my least favorite guy was a guy who didn't show up to practice every day or was always acting like they were hurt and they'd show up on Thursday, like, oh, I'm fine, I can play now. It's hard to win with guys like that. You know what I mean? You want to have, I mean, if you're going to be a person that's going to, you know, break the rules a little bit off the field, you know, you need to be that guy that shows up every day for practice and shows up every day for a game. And there's plenty of guys that have existed like that.
Jaime Jaquez Jr., UCLA basketball player, about to show up on the show, and he's from Camarillo. And Wayne, you've got a quick Camarillo story, do you?
Oh, you know, I know we're running a little bit late on this segment. Our man David Kahn's going to get mad at me, but I love Camarillo's from my. I grew up in Newbury Park, right, and I was a basketball player. You guys, I mean, I played basketball my senior year with Tracy Murray and Sean Tarver, and there's some a guy by the name of I forget his first name now, Harbor from Camarillo. But it was funny, my best game ever, and I usually scored quite a few points, and in this game I only had 11 points, but we played Camarillo, the number one team in our league, and I'm not kidding you guys, I made a tip in at the buzzer, and if it was on film, I pushed a guy so far off the court on a free throw, and I mean, it was a blatant foul. All the referees swallowed their whistles, and I had a tip in, and we won against Camarillo. It was one of the highlights of my basketball career. That's exactly right.
Wayne Cook, the multi-talented Wayne Cook, we will have him on later on in the program to talk about what's taking place on Saturday on the radio, a football venture he's a part of. But the aforementioned Jaime Jaquez Jr. is joining us. How does he think his role will expand this upcoming season? Why is he so selfless on the court? His answers headed your way next. This is the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
The passion.
25, first down, 20, 15, 10, 5, 3, 2, 1.
The fury.
Getting bled. Down he goes.
The speed.
Double, and it's going to be. Oh, my.
Western College football.
Toward the end zone. Got it for 6 points.
You cannot hitch the wagon. Put the ponies in the board. Over the shoulder. Get 30, 20.
This is the College Football Blitz. Listen on Saturdays this fall on College Sports Now on TuneIn.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number one. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number one in L.A., number one in California, and sixth in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With four hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
Question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Ryan Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Well, you don't have to be a Bruin basketball fan to swoon over Jaime Jaquez Jr. I think he is so beloved because of his blue-collar workman attitude on the court. People root for that. They love that. It's a personal connection that they can relate to. Jaquez has that flair in his game without being egocentric, and that is what endears him to UCLA Nation and basketball fans everywhere, and he joins us now. Jaime, in spirit of the Lakers just winning the title, back on March 11th, former UCLA basketball player Josiah Johnson tweeted,
And again, this is March 11th. Congrats to the 2020 NBA champion Lakers. You retweeted that. 7 months later, the Lake Show end up winning it all.
Yeah.
Which happened this past weekend. What does that mean to you to have the title brought back in Los Angeles, especially in a way to carry on Kobe Bryant's legacy?
I mean, it means a lot. I got to watch it with my family. Everyone was there. We're all big Lakers fans. We've been Lakers fans, I mean, since, you know, I can remember. My dad's always been a huge Lakers fan. To have it, you know, the championship be brought back here to L.A., I mean, it means everything, especially to kids, you know, kids like me and the younger kids growing up, you know, not getting to see, you know, Kobe Bryant win championships with Pau Gasol and then with Shaq, you know, and to see, you know, the next generation of kids get to see the Lakers win a championship with someone like LeBron James and Anthony Davis leading the way. It's really something special, especially with everything that's going on with COVID and, you know, the loss of Kobe Bryant. It's really special to have the championship won here in L.A. this year.
Well, last year about this time, you're getting ready for your first camp, and not only are you in a new situation, but so are all your teammates that you're joining as well with the new coaching staff. Obviously, this year there's the pandemic hanging over everything, but in terms of getting ready to play basketball, it's got to feel like night and day this year compared to last year. How much is that going to help you guys as you get ready for the season?
You know, I think we have an advantage just because we got a lot of guys back. And, you know, with the addition of Jalen Clark and Johnny Juzang, they're fitting right in. They're getting adjusted really quickly. And it's, you know, it's just I think now it's easier for us just because we know what to expect now. Everything's just a little sped up. That's really the only difference. But we're all excited to be back in the gym with each other. We're all really happy to see, you know, get to play with each other, see each other every day. And we're just really excited to finish what we started, you know, in this past year.
Bruin basketball player Jaime Jaquez joining us on the Bruin Insider Show with Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. Jaime, that selflessness that you exude on the court that you play with, when did that become such a defining part of your basketball DNA?
That's a great question. You know, I think it's just the adjustment with team, growing up, in Camarillo where I played, you know, I was a guy that needed to, you know, do a little bit of everything and make sure my teammates get involved. And, you know, the same thing here. You know, I try to do as much as I can, you know, whether it's score, pass, rebound, defend, whatever I got to do to win. And it's kind of just the way I've always played, just, you know, doing whatever it takes to get the win, regardless of, you know, how many points I score or what I do on the floor offensively. I just know on defense, you know, that's where it really matters. And I think playing under Coach Cronin really taught me that, you know, the offense will come, and defense is something that, you know, you have to get from the beginning.
I think one of the main reasons people enjoy college athletics so much is you get to watch players and teams grow and improve throughout the course of a season and even over the course of multiple seasons. And you're kind of a great example of that. In your freshman year, you start getting opportunities in November and into December last year, start to make the most of them. And this rise sort of culminates with the big moment, your big shot against Arizona State. I'm just curious, looking back, how you feel about your first season in Westwood?
You know, I thought I had a pretty solid first year here in Westwood playing at UCLA, and I think this next year I think I'm ready to make a, you know, bigger jump than last year. You know, do a lot more for the team. You know, be a bigger vocal leader, and just really try to, you know, get this team ready. And with leadership, you know, I'm not a freshman anymore, so we got two new guys going in. Try to set examples. And things of that nature. So I think this year is going to be a big year for me, and as well for the team. So, you know, just as well as I improve, the team improves.
Running in conjunction with Nick's comments about how you felt you did your freshman year, Jaime, when you think about the way the season ended, premature, impromptu, especially with so much that was going in that team's direction positively at the end there, how were you able to challenge that frustration into your approach this offseason and the thirst and your motivation for finding a way to come out even stronger this next season?
Yeah, I think, you know, just the last game that we got to play together, that taste is still in our mouth for sure. And that definitely is fueling us, or at least fueled the entire team to really work hard this offseason and really get better and really make improvements where we needed to. And just coming back, I think we really just want to get out there and get, you know, get a win, because I know where we left off, you know, it's not where we wanted to leave off, especially how well we were playing. And unfortunately, we didn't get to play the Pac-12 tournament. So I think everyone still got that taste in their mouth and is really trying to get that out with the first game coming up.
With everyone coming back this year, you add Johnny and you add Jalen to the mix. How good do you think you guys can be this season?
You know, I think we can be I think we're going to pick up where we left off, and I think we're going to be a really good team. I think we're going to be a team that other teams, you know, are going to, you know, be like, wow, we got to play these guys. We're going to be in for a good one. Because I know, you know, we're not going to back down. We're going to play hard. We're going to rebound. It's going to be, you know, physical. It's going to be a good game no matter who we play. So, you know, I think other teams know that.
Okay. All right. So we have, that was half of our conversation with Jaime Jaquez. And Nick, so far, I mean, what a stud, what a guy.
He is a star in the making. I know he needs to improve his shooting a little bit, but I mean, he can defend multiple positions on the wing, in the post. He rebounds, makes hustle plays. He can finish at the rim. I really look for him to have a great sophomore season and beyond. The sky's the limit.
Well, we've only reached halftime of our interview with Jaime. We know how good he is in the second half. Actually, you go right back to that Arizona State game back in February. More with Jaime, including one former Bruin who is his biggest cheerleader. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Feel good banking. That's what you get with Westcom, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Because for every Bruin who opens an account, Westcom will donate $100 to local food banks. Let's do good together. Visit ucla.westcom.org for more details. Westcom is insured by NCUA. Certain terms and conditions may apply.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics.
Go Bruins!
Visit keyscars.com.
Keys on that ice.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
The biggest schools.
Grabs in traffic, comes down with it. Touchdown!
Touchdown!
Touchdown, Alabama!
Ohio State.
Oregon. LSU.
The biggest moments.
Incomplete! You cannot hit the line!
Michigan! Game over!
Touchdown, Gators! How much?
This is the College Football Rewind.
That had to be a great game to watch. I'll tell you, unbelievable.
Download on Sunday mornings on Apple Podcasts. Search College Sports now.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
More with Jaime Jaquez as we welcome him back into the program. And Jaime, UCLA basketball player Lorenzo Mata played in several Final Fours in the 2000s. He's been a mentor to you. How has he helped you find your footing in Westwood?
Yeah, he's been a great help to me. I've got to talk to him, have many conversations. He's came down to games, and you know, we played out in Mexico together. And he just always tells me, you know, you're representing people. You know, you're representing something bigger than yourself when you play. So you know, that really sticks with me, especially every time I go out to play, knowing that you know it's bigger than me when I go out there. So every time I go out there, I have to give it 100%. You know, no matter what. No matter, you know, if I'm feeling tired, you know, if I'm not having a good day, regardless, you got to go out there and, you know, play as hard as you can and, you know, give it everything you got. Because regardless of if you play good or not, you know, playing hard is the most important thing. You know, you're not going to make every shot, but you can control playing hard and giving it everything you've got when you go out onto the floor.
You talked about that loss to USC being fuel for you guys, guys staying hungry to improve over the course of the summer. So for you personally, what were you concentrating on? What were you focusing on with your game?
With my game, you know, shooting is also something that, you know, I'm trying to improve on for sure. You know, being very more consistent three-point shooter, working at the free throw line, working with my ball handling, and, you know, going through film and rewatching games and things like that, and seeing what I can do better as a team and what, you know, our team can do better as far as defense and offense. And, yeah, going through film for sure, and then three-point shooting and ball handling are some things that I was – trying to work on this offseason.
Jaime Jaquez of the UCLA basketball team accompanying us on the Bruin Insider Show. The last question on my end, Jaime, You've started to get some routine, getting to Mo Austin, working out, classes, and not normal, but as close to normal as it's been in the last couple months. In the current climate, what's a day in your life look like? The added responsibilities, of course, and the increased health and safety restrictions. And just take us through what it's like in an ordinary day right now leading up to the season for Jaime Jaquez.
So I guess an ordinary day for me would be wake up 7:30, get ready to go to practice, get all my stuff together, you know, brush my teeth, take a shower, eat some food, whatever I got to do to get ready for practice. Head over to practice, get some shots up before we go through our stretch routine. After our stretch routine, we do you know, some agility things on court, and then go up to the weight room. After the weight room, go back down for practice, shoot some shots, start practice. After practice, get more shots up, and then after that, you know, walk back to my apartment with my two roommates, my other teammates, and then, you know, we go do our homework, eat our food. And then at that point, it's kind of just, you know, staying in the house, trying not to go out too much, trying not to go really anywhere because of COVID, because, you know, if anyone contracts the disease, then, you know, we're shut down for like 2 weeks. So it's pretty tough, you know, not being able to go places that you would want to go, hey, see other people, you know, other friends other than your teammates, you know, people have friends off the team or who don't play sports and things like that. But, you know, it's sacrifice that you have to make, you know, to be a really good team and to keep practicing and try to get this season on the way.
When I think back to your freshman season, the hustle, the attitude, the demeanor, all those things stand out. But I also remember the dunks in transition, lots of alley-oop finishes for you. Who is the best dunker on this team? Is anyone better than you, though?
That's a great question. I mean, I guess if you take it to the wings, I know Chris has some bounce. Jalen Hill, he really gets up there. I would say us three probably get up there pretty high. But, you know, we'll have to have a dunk contest, and you guys can decide who's the best. Yeah, I'd say me, Chris, and Jalen Hill probably get up there the highest.
Yeah, when that happens, Nick and I want to invite ourselves to be able to officiate the dunk contest. And while there is some competition as far as who's the best dunker, there's no competition in who has the best hair. And Jaime, just for those that can't see you right now, you've got some flow going on, and I hope you don't cut that before the season.
Yeah, I know. Last year, I'm kind of scarred because when I was in Mexico, the hazing that they did, they shaved all our heads. So from that point on, I just let it grow. So I'm not cutting it again. So yeah, I'm just letting it flow. Me and Tiger, I'm trying to get it like Tigers.
Oh man, it doesn't get much better than Tigers. Yeah. Jaime, thanks so much for joining. Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you guys for having me. Appreciate it.
That was Jaime Jaquez. We'll be right back with Wayne Cook.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of
UCLA Athletics.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Ryan Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Wayne Cook is with us. UCLA Football Rewind coming up on Saturday. Wayne, what do we have to look forward to with that programming?
You have to listen. I mean, this is, again, everybody, as soon as I say it, it's the Joshua Kelly game. It is the stinking Joshua Kelly game where he just absolutely dominates the Trojans. Tune in.
I mean, you've got that kind of energy. You got to tune in. Yeah, yes, I'll be there Saturday. That's October 17th, 10 a.m. on AM 570. Wayne, my favorite part of that game outside of Joshua Kelly dominating the Trojans and how UCLA was able to win the game is just, I love all the pulling linemen. I just loved utter domination up front.
Just destroyed them.
Loved it. Real quick, UCLA Seasons with our friend Josh Loon is also in podcast form. This week, the 1988 season, you'll hear from Troy Aikman and Charles Arbuckle as they won the Cotton Bowl that season.
By the way, happy birthday to UCLA basketball player Jalen Clark. Yes, we can't wait to see him on the court coming up in a couple weeks. For producer David Kahn, executive producer Damon Dukakis, station manager Stephen Hartzell, general manager Paul Engel, the UCLA Athletics Communications staff, Nick Cope, Wayne Cook, I'm Brian Fenley. Go Bruins. Download the podcast. We'll see you next week.
This has been the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere.